Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, guys? Before we begin today's episode, I wanted to premiere Wyatt's new song. It's called Carbondale by the band Great Big Cow. It's available on Spotify and iTunes. Please go stream it. I have a bet with him. If the stream gets to 1 million streams, he must try sushi for the first time. So, yeah, please go stream it. The link is in the description. And here it is.
Why is she winking to find out I'm slowly sinking away?
Today's podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. Get $20 off your first order when you use my code NASH. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the All Good Things podcast. I hope you're well. Today, I have a very special guest, me. Yes, I am doing some self-love today. A lot of people go, he doesn't have a guest. He can't get a guest. I can get plenty of guests, okay? But I'm trying to work on something here. I'm trying to work on myself. I'm trying to work on my my skills as a performer. I'm going to be announcing some stand-up dates soon. One of the biggest problems with doing this podcast is a lot of the things that I'm writing are you're going to see today, so you don't have to pay to come see me. But yeah, a lot of the jokes that I tried out, this is my second solo podcast. I love when I can get a guest in here. Derek Huff was here last week, and he was great. I just love talking to people, walks of all life. Jess, make a note. Get a scientist in here. Get somebody in here. Joe Rogan always has like cool scientists on. And people that are, I'm making sure I'm in focus, and cool people of that nature. Let me just move this back a little bit. Okay. It's still good. It's good. I'll take it. I'll move a little forward, microphone. No, but Joe Rogan always has scientists and things like that. I would love to do that. So Jess, get us a what's that? It's Saturday. Jess is not here. Okay. The reason I'm recording on a Saturday for a Monday podcast is that I was in the Bahamas last week. Went down there and with David and Corinna, had a little vacation, it was fun. I'm just getting so old that, you know, just going anywhere is just, it's a lot to ask, you know. And I only went because, you know, my fiance is Middle Eastern, and from time to time she'll just say to me, someone of my people needs the sun. We need the sun, and I'm super pale. So when we go to, anytime we sit in the sun, it's always a half shade spot, half sun spot. And that always makes me feel really insecure. Like, you know, she really needs to be with somebody swarthy. And I haven't used that word in a long time. Swarthy, look it up. I hope it's not an offensive word. I don't know. It could be. That's how long ago that I have not used the word swarthy. So we will look that up before we release this podcast and see if it's offensive. Because, you know, there's all kinds of words that we used to use that are offensive now. And listen, I'm ancient, so cut me some slack. You know, anyway, but we went out to the Bahamas. It was, you know, it was good. I you know, we got on a flight. You know, David, he calls me. He says, hey, you know, you want to go to the Bahamas? And it's like an incredible offer. You know what I mean? Like, it really is. It's very nice. And then, but he just doesn't understand that my body is just so beaten down. So, yeah, we get to the Bahamas. And right away, you know, it's, I'd never been to the Bahamas before. It's great. It's beautiful. The water's beautiful. The people are super nice. You know, it's like being in America, except, you know, they drive on the other side of the road. Everyone speaks perfect English. They've got great food there, everything you'd want. I was in the car with everybody, and then they turned the radio on, and a lot of rap air horn, a lot of, I think I heard, we drove for about 30 minutes, and I just heard the entire time, and the guy would go out and be like, oh, it's time to say happy Friday. It's time to say hello to everybody. Let's say hello to our neighbors. And then there was one part where that was, I guess that they're not like so sensitive to race as we are here in the States. At least you would never hear this on the radio, but it was like a good 5 minutes where the DJ called out every race and he would just go, hello to the white people, Chinese people, Latin people. And it was pretty interesting. I didn't really see any Chinese people there, but I'm glad that they're calling them out. We went to the, we got to the place. It was a, you know, it's funny when things, they sound good on paper, but then the reality of them sets in. In this case, we were, they go, it's on an island. The house is on an island. You have to take a boat to get to your house. I was like, oh my God, this sounds so freaking dope and amazing. And of course, it was an amazing trip. I'm super grateful to David and Coretta. I'm here to complain though, because what else am I just going to sit here and tell you that it was amazing? Because parts were amazing and parts were not amazing. First you get on the boat, you go, oh my God, this is crazy. We got to take a boat where we're going. And then you get there and they're like, yeah. And the boat, Reggie goes, the boat will come pick you up anytime you want, which after a couple days, I learned to find out as long as it's at 5 o'clock when we go to dinner, the boat will come and pick you up. But, you know, if you need anything like tampons, you're going to be walking down the beach a couple miles. And so it was a little island locked. So it is funny when you're like, you think you have paradise, but of course I'll find something wrong with it. And so, you know, sure enough, the next day came and, you know, we wanted lunch and it was like, we had to walk a mile to Atlantis, to get some lunch. And, you know, it is just tough. Like, I just, you know, I was there to help David, but, you know, I just don't fit in. You know, I'm just getting so old. And I just, even when I went to Coachella, I was just like, oh, why would we want to go stand in the dirt? You know, you got that feeling. I really saw it at Coachella this time where I was like, because, you know, I wasn't on drugs. And I was standing in a field of dirt at like midnight at the Neon Carnival party, which was really hard to get into. And I really busted my hump to like get tickets to it. And I went and picked up the tickets 3 days before. I got a wristband. I sat with a tight wristband on my wrist for 4 days waiting for this Neon Carnival. And I got there and it was just a bunch of people standing around in the dirt. It was just like, and then I thought, what am I doing here? And I go, oh, right, I'm not on Molly. That's what it is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is someone, a genius, really, whoever thought of Coachella is so genius. I can imagine when they pitched it, you know, they're like, well, we're going to have it. We're going to have it in the dirt, in the sand. in the middle of the desert where it's really hot. And someone went, oh, well, no one's going to want to go do that. And then the guy goes, no, 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 no. Everyone's going to take Molly. It's okay. And they went, oh, I mean, that's a pretty good. It's a great business plan, honestly. If your customers take Molly, you know, where else do they take Molly than other than Coachella? But yeah, anywhere you can find drug addicts, you really can lower the product. But yeah, so, you know, and so we were there. And another thing that was funny was, you know, we were there and, you know, a lot of the girls out there, they do OnlyFans, and some of the boys too, they do OnlyFans, and, you know, which is great. I think OnlyFans is awesome. But like, being around that, I, you know, I just don't know how to act. You know, if people are like walking around naked or whatever, like I just don't know what to do. You know, I don't want to be like a old pervert or whatever. And there was one moment where I was like, we were landlocked, we were island locked. And so my fiance and I, Naveen, we were like, we're going to go walk to the sundry store and get some things that we need. We primarily wanted Diet Coke. I've developed a bad Diet Coke habit. Don't edit that habit. Just say Coke habit. And so we walk, you know, and I get up. And I start walking down the beach. I'm in the sand, you know. And so I get to the sundry place. I walk a mile. And it's like $50 for Diet Cokes. And so then I'm like walking back with the Diet Cokes in the sand. And my fiance's like, I'll carry it. I'm like, no, 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 I'll carry it. I'm the man, you know, I'll do it. You know, of course I'll carry it. And I'm like walking, sweating. And then I come upon, you know, the girls, they're in the water. We had left them. We had said goodbye to them on the beach. We're like, okay, we're going to the sundry store. And then we come back and now they're in the water. And they start waving like that. And I've got my bag of Diet Cokes and, you know, I want to be like so badly. I'm so thrilled someone's talking to me. And so I start to walk over and they're like, no, 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 no. I'm like, what? What? And they're like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, I can't. And what they're saying is, we're nude. Don't come any closer. But I can't hear them because I'm so old. So I'm like, huh? And I'm like really trying to get over there because I'm embarrassed, you know, that I'm. And so I'm just walking towards, you know, six nude, they weren't all nude, but six nude women. And finally, I got close and, you know, Karina was like, we're nude. And I'm like, the news? What's the news? I just paid $50 for Diet Coke. Oh, you're nude. Oh, okay. I'll keep walking. I'll keep walking. It's just embarrassing. So embarrassing. I just don't even want to leave my house most of the time. I don't. I like to leave my house. I like to go to like the gym. And I like to go see Todd and Joe, and that's about it, you know. But yeah, and then it kind of kept happening. Like, then again, I was hungry because I was trying to work out, you know. And I said to Naveen, I go, oh, what are we gonna do for? What are we gonna do to eat? We gotta eat. And she does this thing where it's like, I'm not hungry. She's like, I'm not really hungry like that, which I know means. In about 45 minutes, she's going to start, you know, eating her Prada bag. And so I'm like, not hungry. That means I have about 45 minutes until you, you know, start to get really mean. Which I do too, you know. I mean, and that's basically what we're all doing is, you know, we're just waiting for the next meal, aren't we? I mean, you know, I get so upset. People, you get upset when you're hungry. You never want to get to that level. So I'm always eyeing that. I'm always eyeing the hunger level. That's the main thing that I do on vacation is I monitor the hunger level. And so I said, oh, God, we can walk down to Atlantis again, which, by the way, this place was next to Atlantis, which is like the famous resort in the Bahamas. It's very nice. We went to Nobu, too, one night. That was the other thing is we had sampled some of the food, and I was like, I'm not going to pay all this money for food. So let's go to the grocery store. So we did manage to go to the grocery store and get more food. So we're going to cook because we decided that I could cook better than you know, what was going on. We went to Nobu. I think it was like $700. And it was disgusting. It was flies all over us eating. The flies are so good at Nobu. It's just so wonderful. But yeah, so then I was at the house and I was like, I'm getting hungry. And I saw these steaks in the fridge, really nice steaks, nice cuts. And then I decide I'm going to like start cooking these steaks for Naveen. And then all of a sudden, there's two houses, and the OnlyFans crew is over at my house now. And, you know, people got their shirts off, and they're spreading everything. And I'm like, so I like really want to get to the barbecue, but they're out by like the shower by the barbecue. Then they come inside and they got their clothes off. And I'm like, so then I went out to the barbecue and I peeked to see if they were still there, and they were. So now I look like I'm the pervert with steaks in my hand. I don't even think I had the steaks in my hand. I think I was just peeking around, but really I was just looking to see if the barbecue worked. Oh my God. It's so tough being a pervert. You know, it just really is. It's so then finally I stood with Naveen because then one of them was in the kitchen, and I go, is her top back on? Is her top back on? She was like, yeah, she's like, no, don't turn around. She's still here. I was like, okay, all right. But it was fine. Everybody's really nice. And I love that, you know, all of them make 10 times the amount of money I make on OnlyFans. It's fantastic. No, I'm actually very, very proud of them. They do a good job. And and I just hated being in the way. But no, it was a fun trip, and it was great. Flying back was a bit of a disaster. We got the plane. You take one plane from the Bahamas, from Nassau to Fort Lauderdale. Then there's a layover. So, okay, that's fine. So then I get on my flight from Fort Lauderdale to LAX. Nah, it's going off pretty good, you know. And I splurged for first class because you know, David had paid for the first leg of the trip, and which was really nice of him. And I said, I'll pay for the second leg. That's fine. And so because I didn't pay for the vacation and I didn't pay for, you know, the first leg of the trip, I said, I'll splurge for first class. Okay. So it's about $3,000. Okay. And honestly, you know, the thing about first class is it's so much better, you know, and I'm sure you know that. And if you haven't flown first class, I almost feel better for you. You know what I mean? And I hate to come on here and be like, talk about first class like a rich person's problem. I probably shouldn't have bought the first class, but I wanted to do something nice for my fiance. You know, I'm always here working. She helps me with my Snapchat. She really does a lot for me. And I just thought this would be so nice, you know. And if you haven't flown first class, once you do fly first class, you really can't go back. You can. And I ended up flying economy back. I'll get to the story. And it's the level of difference is so shockingly painful to you once you're back in economy that you almost never wanted to. I almost never wanted to ever see first class. I wish I never had. I wish I'd never gotten used to it. But yeah, so I was in my first class seat. I was fucking loving life, you know. I'm watching a documentary on, this is great. You know, it's the only time I would do this. I'm watching a documentary on the guys who made Jurassic Park. It's called Jurassic Punks or something like that. And it's about the guys, it's about the visual effects people who made Jurassic Park, Terminator 2. They work with James Cameron. They work with George Lucas. And it was, it's just like a very niche movie. And I'm loving it. Of course I'm loving it. You know, it's great. You know, because I always want to learn about stuff like that, about, you know, visual effects. Like, how do they do that stuff, you know? How do they make a Tyrannosaurus Rex look so real in Jurassic Park? And so I'm watching it, and then I hear a boom, boom. You know, they interrupt the movie, and I'm like, hey, man, I paid $3,000. Let me get back to my Jurassic Punks movie. And they keep interrupting, you know, if you would like a JetBlue credit card, stuff like that, you know. They do a fucking podcast during the thing. And finally, they stop talking. And and I fall asleep. Then I fall asleep, and I hear them go, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to, and I was like, oh no, we're making an emergency landing. That was like just what I thought, because I just woke it up. And they go, we're going to have to reset the TVs. And I go, oh, thank God. Oh my God, thank God. It's like, we're good. It's just resetting the TVs. That's fine. And then maybe about a half hour later, the woman comes over and she's like, oh, you were asleep, so you missed your meal. I can get your meal now. And I go, oh my God, thank you so much. This is so wonderful to be here in first class with you and not back there with everyone sweating and just the uncomfortableness of a middle seat. Thank you. By the way, exit row is a great choice. Let me just put that in there real quick. And I almost don't want to tell you this, but if you can pay the extra $90, the exit row is actually better than first class. So that let me say that. That is a little life tip. So she goes, okay, she gets my thing. I pick out the salmon, the chicken, and the wedge salad. I'm excited. Gonna eat something. You know, the plain food is not good, but, you know, the idea of a meal in the sky is enough. You know what I mean? That someone's serving you, that's enough. She comes over and I say, I have a Diet Coke. She goes, is Diet Pepsi okay? And I go, yeah, like that, but it's not okay, but okay. It's fine. I've gotten used to JetBlue only has Diet Pepsi. It's fine. Great. Diet Pepsi. I was just kidding. And so then she comes over the Diet Pepsi. She hands me the can like that. And then she goes to hand me the glass with the ice in it. And she freezes. She just goes, and I'm putting my hand up like I'm ready for it. And maybe like 5 seconds goes by and she goes, and she looked like she glitched. And then all of a sudden she just drops the Diet Coke on me. And my first thought is, oh man, wow. I go, my first thought is, watch how great I am about this. I'm going to be great about this. You know, most people that go to first class, they're going to be monsters about it. Huh? How dare you? How dare you? I'm soaked, but not me. This is how my brain works. And my first thought is, oh, watch how cool I'm going to be, because I want to show her, because I really want people to love me. You know what I mean? And I'm going to show her how cool I am with this Diet Pepsi all over me. And I go, it's okay. No worries. And I don't want her to feel bad. You know what I mean? Because, you know, being a stewardess, it's a tough job. You got to wait on jerky people. But I want her to, you know, so that's my first reaction. My first reaction is, it's all good. It's great. And I'm just like cleaning it up. And then all of a sudden I just hear like a thud. And the woman is having an epileptic, maybe not an epileptic seizure, but a seizure on the ground. And she just starts shaking, right? She's having a seizure. And, you know, in that moment, you just feel so, you feel so stupid, because I don't know what to do. I have no idea what to do, you know? And so I go, is there a doctor? And then there's like time going by and she's like convulsing and no one's doing anything. No one. So I run up. I'm at the last row in first class. I run through first class and I go, is there a doctor? And everyone's like, no, not a doctor. And no one's doing anything. I mean, nobody. And they know that there's a woman convulsing on the ground. So then I run to the economy, and sure enough, there's a doctor in like 32B, like way down, which made me go, oh, shouldn't the doctor be in first class? You know what I mean? Like, how do we value people? You know what I mean? Like, that just struck me. And this is what I'm thinking about. Meanwhile, the woman's convulsing on the ground, and the doctor is like, the doctor doesn't know what's going on, so he's like, what, does somebody want like an, you know, somebody have a stomachache? He doesn't know. Also, there's a nurse the nurse comes up. Today's podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek, the one and only SeatGeek, the best ticketing app out there. The ticketing app that's been with me for the last 4 or 5 years, just sponsoring my YouTube videos and now sponsoring this podcast. They've been on this podcast since the beginning. We've done 35 episodes of this podcast. SeatGeek has sponsored more than half. So thank you so much, SeatGeek. I think maybe 3/4 of these podcasts. So yeah, that is just fantastic. The reason we love SeatGeek is because it's just a great thing to have on your phone. You can buy tickets to sporting events, concerts. You can go see just about anything. And live events are so important. Just a great way to enrich your life, especially with the summer coming up. Concerts. Billy Joel is playing Fenway Park. That's something I've always wanted to take my mom to. And I will get the tickets through SeatGeek. I will. I just saw Taylor Swift through SeatGeek. I've seen Tyler, the Creator, Vampire Weekend. My son Wyatt has a new band. Their tickets are not on SeatGeek yet, but I hope one day that we go on SeatGeek and check it out. And also, if you go on SeatGeek, they'll tell you, they have a great thing on the front page. It is the top 10 events in your area. So yeah, that's always cool. Lollapalooza is coming up. Just a great way to spend the summer. Go see a live event. Get your tickets now while the prices are lower. The tickets will get more expensive as you get closer to the show. Plan it out and be a part of SeatGeek. It is the best and it is the most rewarding. It is my favorite sponsor because it's something that I really, really believe in. And I use. And right now, guys, you're going to get $20 off your first order. When you use my code NASH, go to the link in the description and you can get $20 off your first order. That's an incredible deal from SeatGeek, an incredible deal from your friends here at All Good Things. So go use it and go support SeatGeek because they have been supporting us for years. All right. Thank you, SeatGeek, and back to the podcast. So anyways, the back of the story, the woman is having her seizure and the nurse is there first. And the nurse is doing a good job. The nurse holds the head, puts something for her to bite down on the towel. And then I run and I get clean towels from first class. Not to make myself sound like a hero, but I was trying. I was trying to do something. And then there was an interesting interaction. The nurse got there first and the doctor got there maybe like a minute later. And I go, oh, she goes, I'm a nurse. No, he runs up. He goes, I'm a doctor, like that. And the nurse is already there. She goes, I'm a nurse. And I thought, oh, is there going to be a, you know, what happens here? Does this doctor tell the nurse what to do? Is maybe the nurse smarter than the doctor? We don't know that. You know, we don't know what kind of freaking doctor this guy is. This guy could be a podiatrist. You know what I mean? And so the doctor actually is really good. He starts holding her. He's calling her baby girl, which, you know, might have been slightly racist. I don't know because the woman who had the seizure was black. But not that it mattered because the woman, I don't know, was really out of it. And so they get her sitting in a chair. And they get her doing better. She's still not doing great, but at least she's like not going to die, you know, which is great. We're all happy about that. And then I thought to myself, I say, how long? I said, what happens now? You know what I mean? What happens in the first class? Hey, we all paid $3,000. You know, I think my tickets total were like $3,500, something like that for two tickets. And what happens now? You know, like, someone, we were in the middle of dinner. Now, of course, I would never say anything. You know what I mean? I'm not going to bring up dinner, you know, but I bet someone else of the 12 people in first class, somebody will at some point have something to say about they might need a blanket or... Because, like, at the end of the day, you know, you paid a lot of money for that seat. And also, you're a rich asshole. And when I say rich asshole, I mean when you're rich and when you have luxury, you get accustomed to it so quickly. It's just so, you know what I mean? Like, you just, I don't know. It's like when I sit in that first class seat, when I sit there right away and I have my blanket, I hide my face. I hide my face with the pillow right away because I don't want people to see me. You know what I mean? When people walk by you in first class, I literally have my face. I literally go like, and then I just talk to my fiance like this, and I'm like, okay, have they passed yet? Is everyone on the goddamn plane yet? I want to watch Wedding Crashers, you know? So it was, and then sure enough, it took about, maybe about 7 minutes after the seizure stopped, the woman next to me goes, "Hey, we were in the middle of dinner, sir. We're just letting you know that we didn't get our dinner," like that. And then the steward was like, "I'm dealing with her right now. I don't think I can deal with your dinner." And she was, as it came out of her mouth, I think she knew how wrong she was. She was, okay. That's just so funny to me. Somebody saying that in the wrong time. My tray table. I can't get it. Okay. No, actually, I got it. It's good. So that was that. And then so we had to emergency land. So then I was like, oh man, I'm almost home. I'm almost back from the Bahamas. I got a podcast to record. And they're like, we're going to have to emergency land because you can only have, there's four flight attendants, and you can't fly with three. You need four. And they're like, well, we're going to pick up a flight attendant in Houston. They're like, what? You're going to pick up a flight attendant in Houston? Like there's one just waiting? No. There's no. On a Friday night at 10 o'clock, you're just going to pick up one? We're going to stop by the flight attendant college. And they can barely get people to be flight attendants now. There's not one waiting for us. We emergency land in Houston, IAH, George Bush. And my Naveen is from Houston. She's like kind of excited to show me around the Houston airport. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is awful. Everywhere we go, she's like, she just keeps bragging about Houston. Like you, they had a lot of, it is a really nice airport. And she's like, look at this airport. See, that's how we do it in Houston. We spread out. We've got lots of money from the oil. Then we went and had some fajitas and the salsa was hot. She was like, hot salsa. Not going to get that in any other state. That's how we do it in Houston. Then we went to a Wendy's. Oh, we went to a Chick-fil-A and she asked for grilled nuggets and they didn't have any. So then we're in Houston. Now there's a good 2 hours of like, are we taking off? Is there a flight attendant coming? And I love my fiance so much because she was just like, what? She's traveled the world and she's just like, it's not happening. She's like, might as well get your bags and go. And I was like, no, let's wait it out. Maybe, you know, the airlines always come through, which they don't. And somebody had to get a voucher and blah, 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 blah. And so we ended up staying at a Courtyard Marriott in Houston, which was actually great. It was so nice to sleep. Then we woke up this morning and flew home. So that was, that was my trip to the Bahamas. The woman was fine, by the way. She walked off, she just had a seizure. And I hope that she's doing well if she sees this podcast. I don't remember her name. And next time, make it a Diet Coke. Maybe we wouldn't have these problems. No, I'm just kidding. That is the podcast for today. I hope you guys are great. I hope everything's going well. We'll be back with a new guest next week. I'm working on guests. Truthfully, we've had about four guests canceled day of here, and which is fine. But I'm constantly working on guests. I'm trying to get great people on here. And I hope you liked this solo podcast. If you did, please leave a comment. And let me know, and I will see you next week here on All Good Things. All right, bye-bye. But now I'm just confused.